Internet, you're listening to the Premium Pizza. Yeah, it's my dad. Enjoy.
Internet, welcome back to another episode of the Premium Pete Show. New Life Gems episode on deck. This week's title, Champion Mindset. Now, I want to say this. In this episode, I want to dive deep into the mindset of a champion, right? Having the mindset that you could do whatever you want to do. That if you put a system together, that you can make it happen, okay? That if you keep on getting at it and never give up, that you can make it happen. So first off, I'm sending peace, blessings, light, and love to you and your families. If you're a first-time listener, long-time listener, whatever it is, dig in the catalog, Premium Pete Show, Life Gems, wherever you listen to podcasts, okay? Whether it's Life Gems, different bite-sized mentorship episodes, or interviews sitting down with people from all walks of life on the Premium Pete Show, tell a friend to tell a friend, okay? Rate, subscribe, and that's it. But let's get right to it, okay? Mindset matters. That's my first topic of this episode. Now, I want to say this. I'm going to jump right in. When I think, personally, about having a champion mindset, it's more than just winning trophies to me, or titles, or just accolades, or thing, you know what I mean? It's about the mentality, right? The attitude. And check this out, the habits that set champions apart in every aspect of life. Whether you're an athlete or an entrepreneur or just even just grinding to be the best version of yourself, hear me out. There's something about having that mindset that fuels you, right? That gives you that energy, that fire in your eyes. Whatever that is, that could be a mindset of being a dad and you got kids and they feed you motivation, or it could be yourself, or whatever gives you a mindset and whatever gives you that fuel. Keep on doubling down on that, you know? But I want to say, like, when you think about having a champion mindset, for me, it's about resilience, right? It's about discipline and, honestly, a relentless pursuit of being the best version that you can be. That's how I like to push it, right? Like running through the wall, you know, pushing yourself hard, staying super motivated, surrounding yourself around good energy. Because to me, it's about staying focused on your goals, right? And goals sometimes, you know, you could get away from them, but short-term goals are something that should always be written down. Because if we complete something, there's a sense of, you know, great champion mindset in that. Completing something is success, right? That doesn't mean you stop, right? It doesn't mean that you stop what you're doing just because you completed something. On to the next one. But to me, it's about staying focused on your goals, right? And never settling, right? Let me say that again. Never settling for anything less than your best. Now, that mindset is like having a supercharged engine revving inside, in my opinion. But if I really think about it, I'm like, yo, this thing is propelling you towards your goals with every step you take. When you have a motivated mindset, a champion mindset, a good energy mindset, right? Somebody that, you know, takes advantage of the situation in a positive way. It doesn't just let things just fold or pass by, right? There's a thing of timing, there's a thing of talent, and there's a thing of good luck. So you got to have some of each. But I also want to say, when we think about having a champion mindset, there's a lot of days that people, you feel like, oh, I have a mindset that is terrible, or my mindset is kind of, you know, I'm not feeling it today. And that's okay. But putting together the mindset when you need to use it, when you need to know what you need to do. And also giving yourself a chance to, like, put yourself in that mindset, right? So maybe if you are feeling down, having that champion mindset, having that good energy mindset could put you in a better mood, right? To be the best version of you, you know, throughout the day. And listen, life is not perfect, okay? That's why Life Gems, things like this, are great, because it gives us a chance to learn. That's why I always say, when you make mistakes, do things wrong, do not look at them as such extreme failures. Look at them as lessons, and then we'll turn them into blessings. And that is a fact, as long as you put a system and a great mindset together, okay? And I want to say, when you think about embracing the challenges that come along your way in life, knowing that each obstacle is just a stepping stone on your journey to success is such a powerful thing. And like I was just saying, there's going to be setbacks along the way. But you got to roll with the punches. And here's the thing I want to say. A champion mindset isn't something you're born with. It's something you cultivate. It's something you nurture and grow over time. It's about developing unwavering self-belief. Listen to me, okay? resilience in the face of adversity, right? No matter what the fuck happens. I'm sorry for the language today, but when you think about adversity, you have to have a resilient champion mindset that is ready to run right through that. Because you have to have an unrelenting hunger for success. If you want to be successful, you have to have that hunger for it, right? There's no way around it. There's no shortcuts. Longevity, we talk about it all the time. You want to be here for a short time or a long time. And I want to move to our next topic point. And our next topic point, okay, I want to get into some tips and strategies that really help build that champion mindset. And that is champion's toolkit, right? Check this out. Having a champion mindset, it means you're not just in it for the wins and the glory. You're in it for the grind, right? The hustle, the sweat, the blood, the tears. It's about pushing yourself to new heights. A lot of times I tell myself, like, yo, you gotta be like that own little angel on your shoulder. Like, if you're like, I don't feel like going to the gym today. Well, and then it's like, you better go. Or I don't feel like, you need that. Like, talking to yourself. I remember my parents used to say you got money in the bank and people talk to themselves. But sometimes it's good to be your own coach, right? But, yo, you need to step up. You need to push hard. Tell yourself that. Because even when the odds are stacked against you, right? Listen to this. Pushing yourself is the best thing to do. Because you know that if you keep on pushing towards that goal, you're going to reach it. And you know deep down that failure, right? It's just a pit stop on the road to victory. I had to learn that myself. I've been knocked down so many times. And I could have stayed there. No matter what you've been through, okay? Everybody's been through things. You get knocked down, you get back up. Sometimes it takes longer, right? Use your surroundings, mental health, therapy, talk about it, get it off your chest. Don't carry that weight on your shoulders. But understand this, okay? If you want to unlock that champion mindset within you, it's time to lace up your boots and roll up your sleeves. I'm being serious. And dive head first, because when you approach every challenge with the heart of a lion, heart of a champion, heart of fire, just fire in your eyes, there's nothing you can't achieve. And I want to say this. Here are some things that have really, really helped me along the way on my mindset journey. I'm going to start with some before we go to the break. The first one is goal setting. And I was talking about that early in the episode, but clearly define your goals, okay? I want to say that again. Clearly define your goals, short term, long term, and create a plan to achieve them. Create a system. I always talk about a system, but with no system, ain't nothing gonna work, okay? Break them down into smaller, achievable steps. Like I was saying, when you think about short term, so you could put a little box next to it and check it off. Check a goal off. Internets, let me say this. A lot of people think success is materialistic. Think this. It is what it is to you. The true currency to me is time. But I wanna say this. Completing something is such a successful thing. Even if it's a small thing, even if it's a small, thing in your life, but completing something it should be a mindset that we want to continue to complete small things, bigger things, and really nurture that type of champion mindset. Internets, you know what? Let's take a quick break. You're listening to the Life Gems episode of the Premium Pete Show, Champion Mindset. Don't go anywhere. You hear our sponsors, support them. They're keeping the show going. We'll be right back. Cheer. Are you ready to embark on a flavored pack adventure like no other? Then listen up, because WcDonald's is here. Picture this, a place where anime meets the iconic flavors of McDonald's. For decades, across various episodes and genres, McDonald's has shown up in the anime world, most commonly called WcDonald's. Hold on, let me put you on. From February 26th, for a limited time, you have the chance to experience your favorite fictional restaurant for yourself through a series of episodic shorts, manga comics, and immersive events. But for me, the most exciting thing has got to be the new WcDonald's sauce. This sauce is a game changer. It's savory, bold, with just the right amount of chili. This sauce is the perfect companion to your McNuggets, or should I say, WcNuggets. One dip and you'll be hooked. Trust me. You have until March 25th to try the new savory chili WcDonald's sauce with your 10-piece chicken McNugget. Internets, and we're back. You're listening to the Life Gems episode of the Premium Pete Show. Champion Mindset is this week's title. And before we went to the break, we were just talking about different tips that you could use and like having a champion toolkit. We're talking about goal setting. I also want to mention positive attitude. Okay, and a lot of times people hear that and like, whatever. Listen to me. maintain a positive outlook, it's important. Even in challenging situations, you know, when things get tough, that doesn't mean you give up and try to let that frustration become motivation. Try it. You know, growing up, my parents would always yell and scream and have no patience. And, you know, now later on in life, we talk about it. I'm like, damn, why do you have no patience? Practice having patience. Because when you have patience, that's another tool in your life that could be an amazing thing, okay? That could help you so much along your journey. So remember, believe in your abilities and focus on solutions rather than dwelling on problems. Let me say that one more time. Focus on solutions rather than dwelling on problems. Another one is resilience. Okay? Now, when we talk about resilience, I want to say it like this. Developing resilience to bounce back from setbacks and failures, that is a goal of mine. That's something that I've been working on for a while. And I'm telling you, I would suggest anyone to try to continue to work on resilience, right? To see things as opportunities for growth and learning rather than obstacles. A lot of people see things like, oh, no, I can't do that. Oh, it's too much. See them as opportunities for growth and learning rather than obstacles. Think about that, internets. Another one is discipline. Staying disciplined in your habits and routines, right? Staying like on track. A lot of times when you stay on track, man, so many great things happen. That's what we talk about, setting up a system. But consistently putting in the effort and working hard towards your goals, let me tell you something. Even when motivation is like kind of like, you know, maybe tough a little, staying disciplined in your habits and routines will lead to having a champion mindset, will lead to a better life, straight up. Now, the next one is tremendous because it's called focus. And focusing for a lot of people and things and places and times is tough. But maintaining focus on your priorities and avoiding distractions, right, that may derail your progress, that is a key. That is a major key. Concentrate your time and energy on tasks that contribute to your goals. Let me say that again. Concentrate your time and energy on tasks that contribute to your goals. That's it. Stay locked in. And I want to say, these are just some of the things that helped me along the way on my mindset journey, on my, you know, on my career, on my life. And it's different for everyone. But try out some of those tips. Or tell a friend to tell a friend that might need it. If you need an extra piece of, you know, like, you know, motivation or extra push or, you know, whatever it is. Sometimes I need some motivation some days. Sometimes somebody else does. But I look at it this way. Staying focused, you can never go wrong with staying focused. Think about that. Which brings me to my last topic point. Mindset mastered, right? Now, you may say, what the hell is mindset mastered? Well, in conclusion, the champion mindset is not just a state of mind. And I want to say it's a way of life. It's a way of life, straight up. And if, throughout the episode, I'm sure you understand that. It's about facing challenges head on, right? A lot of times, no matter what we're going through, pushing past limitations. Some people don't want to, you know, I want to say this. Some people, they want more out of life, but they don't want to work a couple of hours extra on a second thing in their life, a second job. You'd be surprised when you, you know, I know burning both ends of the candles is tough, and I'm not saying it's the most healthiest way, but when you're grinding and you really put your head down a couple of months and then you get up and you're like, oh my God, this is what it gives you. This is the results. That's why I'm saying pushing past limitations and consistently striving for greatness. Now, I said it before, but we know that champions are not born. They're made through dedication, perseverance, and honestly, unwavering belief in oneself, okay? That's why I always say, never, ever stop believing in you. And as we wrap up, let's remember that each of us has the potential to cultivate this mindset. Not just me, anybody. And I don't care how much you've been through, okay? You're good enough. Get up. Get the dirt off your shoulders and keep it moving, okay? Because by setting ambitious goals and embracing failure as a stepping stone to success and surrounding ourselves with a supportive network, good energy, good people, right? People that want to see you win, you want to see them win. We could, let me say this as a team. We can overcome any obstacle and achieve our dreams by having that in our lives, okay? So let's commit to adopting that champion mindset, that good energy mindset in our daily lives. Let's push ourselves to new heights. Internets, inspire those around us and leave a legacy of resilience and determination. Together, we could become champions in every aspect of our lives. And I know a lot of times people may say, tough times, and I get it. But you don't ever give up on yourself and your dreams, okay? You don't ever let anyone talk you out of your dreams. Because some people may not understand where you're going. You're going to let them talk you out of it? You know, I want to say this. There may be days that they're tough, okay? But the days that you're on it, use this. Listen to this. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Take these tools. Put them into perspective. Because living better and being better is the best version. I've been down and out in my life. Times where it was so dark, I didn't even know, you know, if I could make it. You know, if I could. And when I say make it, like, I didn't know how to figure it out. And some days I say to myself, all I care about is helping someone else out. Because when I was coming up, I didn't have people to give me things that would have saved me time and energy and more so confidence, right? But that's why I say you never, ever stop believing in you. Internets, let me tell you something. You want to advertise on the Premium Pete Show? You want to reach out to me? You want to connect with me? Email me, thepremiumpeteshow@gmail.com. Also, 100-year-old famous marinara sauce, Pete's Premium Pasta Sauce.com. Go check it out. Forget about it. Now, I'm sending peace, blessings, light, love to you and yours. Remember, just because you're struggling doesn't mean you're failing. And never, ever stop believing in you. Because when you never stop believing in you, the impossible is possible. Have a blessed one. Internets, life gems of the Premium Pete Show, Champion Mindset. I hope you enjoy it. See you next episode. Peace.